We're on the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and we're up to Gufa. But let's just backtrack a little bit. And the Gemara that we learned yesterday quoted a Shita of Rav, who changes the Girsa in our Mishnah. He rejects the Girsa that we have. If you take a look on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, you will see that we have a girsa that says Chamesh Chatzeros Psuchos Zulazu, which means that there are entranceways from one Chatzer to the other, and each of these Chatzeros spills into a common Mavui. And we go ahead and we set up whatever we need to be matir, let's say tiltal in the mavui. We need a sheet of muvos, we'll need a kora and a lechi. So Rav says that no, we cannot accept this girsa in the Mishnah of chatzeros hapsuchos zu lizu. And the Gemara explains why. Because our Mishnah assumes, the way we have our text, that even though there are chatzeros psuchos zu lezu, nevertheless you could be matir carrying in the mavui, which would again, as we said before, would require, first of all, shituf muvos, and we had a long discussion as to whether the Erev could substitute for the shituf muvos, but we also need a lechi and a korah. And Rav holds that you cannot have a lechi nekora until you have two chatzeros, minimum. We also need that each chatzer has two batim, but we'll get back to that later. But now, just the barest minimum is that we require two chatzeros. So a mavui that is shared by two chatzeros, minimum, will lend itself to a heter of korah or lechi. And once the chatzeros are psuchos zu lezu, the Gemara assumes that all the chatzeros are really one large chatzer. What sets up a chatzer as a separate entity from another chatzer is the privacy and the separation of a mechitza that closes off one chatzer from the other. Otherwise, if they're open with a Pesach between one chatz and the other, then we view all these chatzers as one chatz. And Rav holds that you can't be matir a mavui, as far as tiltal on Shabbos is concerned, with a lechi or a korah, if there's only one chatz. So you have one chatz leading into a mavui, and in that case, there's no heter of lechi or korah to be matir tiltal in a mavui. Therefore, Rav was compelled to change the girsa. And what is the halacha, by the way, in a case of a chatzer, a single chatzer, and you want to carry from the chatzer out to the mavui? So we have two options in such a case. Number one, two lechayayim. You could have a lechi on each side. One lechi would not suffice. Or you could have something called a pas, which is rochav arba tfachim. So I'll just read to you the language of the Ritva. He says, "Itiru l'talto b'chotzer, im yaniach pas rachav arbat fachim b'tzad haknisa l'mavui, o sheyiten shnei l'chayayim mishnei tzidei haknisa." And this really depends upon a sugi that we once learned back on Daf Tes Vav, as to the reasoning and the the mechanics of the heta tiltu b'mavu. He writes here, "Tama dover shetzarch yoser mechitzos b'mavui Why is it that in the case of a heter mavui, we need this extra machitza of a second lechi, or a pas of arba tfachim? He says, she'ein diurim merubim, because there are not, there's not, it's not really a makom dira. Sheshem Shnei Batim Suchlum Socham Hare Direyam Mu'otim U'mishtamshim Bahem Yoser. So it's very complicated. The Rashba says that when you have something called Diurim Merubim or Tashmishim Merubim, then you need more of a Mechitza to set it up as a Rishus HaYochid. And therefore he says that in the case of a chatzer, you have what's called tashmishim merubim. In other words, he does a lot of his private, you know, kind of eating, kind of whatever he does there. And in such a case, the chatzer needs more of mechitzas gemuros, like this pas of for tfachim or lechimikan. Now he applies this to a mavui, in a case where there's only one chatzer leading into the mavui, he says, although I have to admit, says the Rashba, that there's not that much diur, you know, what's he doing already out in the mavui, but nevertheless, mishtamshin bahem biyoser. Right, because this is the only access that he has from his chatzer out to the world, out to Rishus HaRabim. So there's Yeser Tashmish. So you have Yeser Diur, which we call Tashmishim Tznuim, where he eats and stuff like that. Then he has Tashmishim Yeser, in the case of a Mavui. And therefore, Tzrichim Mechitzos Gmuros. But in the case of a mavui ragil, he says, "Yesh mem harbei dayorim v'day b'mechitza kolshi." Again, this has to be understood. The Rashba is trying to give us some sort of rationale as to why it is that in the case of a chatzah we need mechitzos gemuros, or in the case of a mavui that's only servicing one chatzah, we need mechitzos gemuros. He's trying to give us a rationale behind it, and it has something to do with tashmishim or diurim merubim as opposed to diurim mu'atim. And in the case of a chatzah, that's called diurim merubim, because regilus lasos bam tashmishim tsnuim, velecho bam. And therefore it needs mechitzos gemuros. In the case of a mavui, when you only have one chatzah leading into the mavui, even though you'll argue that's diurim mu'atim, but nevertheless, mishtamshin bahem yoser. And therefore, tzrichim mechitzos gemuros. Again, I don't understand what he means, mishtamshin bahem yoser, but I guess, as we said before, you can't take a person in a chatzah and just incarcerate him for 24 hours. He's got to get out into the Rishus HaRabim, he has to go to shul, whatever he has to do. And therefore, he's going to go out through the mavui. That's called mishtamshim ben biyoser, and it requires mechitzos gemuros. All right, that's as far as yesterday is concerned. So now, we'll start the Gemara for today. Gufa. Omar Rav. Ein mavui nitar belechi v'kora. We're going to start now, daf ayin dalet amud alef. And here we're going to have a three-way machlokes. Rav says, "Ad shiyu batim v'chatzeros psuchim l'sochan." So we need a minimum of two houses that share a common chatzer, and a minimum of two chatzeros that share the mavui, and less than that, it's not called a mavui, or it's not called a chatzer, and it doesn't lend itself to a heter of lechi v'koru. That's Ra. Shmuel Omar, you could be matir mavui with a lechi or a koru, afilu bayis echad v'chatzer achas, even if you have one house that leads into a chatzer, and one chatzer that leads into the mavui. So basically what you have is one house in front of which there's a chatzer, in front of which there's a mavui, and that's the whole ganze business. And Shmuel says, you could be mata this mavui with a lechi or a korah. And in that sense, Shmuel clearly rejects Rav, because Rav says you need two batim sharing one chatzer, you need two chatzer sharing the mavui. Otherwise there's no heter of lechi and korah. Rabbi Yochanan is the third opinion, and he takes Shmuel even one step further. And he says, afilu churva. So what you have is, on one side you have a house, a regular house, you know, a huff and puff, a real house, and you have a chatzer in front of that house. And on the other side, right, so you have a chatzer in front of that house, and that chatzer leads into a mavui. Now, on the other side, you have a different kind of a house, which is called a churva, where the walls are somewhat broken up. And in front of that churva, there's a chatzer. And in front of that chatzer, there's a mavui. So mitzad echad, on one side, the mavui opens up into a chatzer that has one house. And on the other side, the mavui opens up into a churva. And in this case, he could be matir, belechi, or korah. Now, in the note, he says, yesh lachshos keitzad omer kan Rabbi Yochanan she'af im yesh churva mitzad echad. Hamovi nitar belechi v'korah v'ilu b'yushalmi. It says that mavui eino pochus mishtei chatzeros. And here we don't have two chatzeros because a churva doesn't really have a chatzer. Because ein chatzer below bayis, and we don't have a bayis, we only have a churva. And the Yushalmi was written, was edited by Rabbi Yochanan himself. So you can have a stira, you can have a contradiction between a Yerushalmi and a Bavli, but not between Rabbi Yochanan and the Bavli and a Yerushalmi, because Rabbi Yochanan is the Yerushalmi. And Rabbi Yochanan has quoted in the Yerushalmi, again, it doesn't say Rabbi Yochanan's name, but it says that the Mavui could not have less than two chatzeros, and here we have one bias and a chatzer that spills into the Mavui. We have another bias that's not a bias at all, it's only a churva, and that spills into the mavui. So that's a problem. But I'm a little bit bothered by something else. It would seem that according to Shmuel, all you need to be matir mavui lechi and korah is bayis echad or chatzer achas. You have one bayis that leads into a mavui. You have one chatzer that leads into a mavui, that chatzah has only one bias in it. And Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu churva. What's the afilu churva? Because we're saying that on one side, he has a chatzah from a bias that leads into the mavui. And from the other side, he has a churva that leads into the mavui. But why do we need anything on the other side, according to Shmuel? Shmuel says, a bias echad, the chatzer achas, so it could be matir the mavui. So what's the afilu of Rabbi Yochanan? I'm tempted, and I have no proof of this right now, to think that Rabbi Yochanan is actually closer to Rav Shita than we thought. And he wants two batim and two chatzeros, but he's saying that two batim, two chatzeros leading into this mavli is not necessarily batim, but a churva can substitute for a bias, and we can upgrade the status of a churva to that of a bias, and a chatzer of a churva to a chatzer, in order to be matted tiltal in a mavli with a lechi or a kora, even though, according to Rav, that would not be valid because Rav needs two batim and a churva is not a bias. But Rabbi Yochanan says, I disagree with you, I'm going to be matir the mavui with a lechi or a korah even without a second bias as long as it's a churva. Meaning I'm going to upgrade or consider a churva like a bias, even though it's not a bias, for the purpose of allowing a lechi or a korah to be matir the tiltal in a mavui. And if I'm correct, I don't have any proof of this, then Rabbi Yochanan is a lot closer to Rav than he is to Shmuel. Let me just see if by chance I have anything here that would support my intuition. He says that Rabbi Yochanan says that even for a rune on one side and a chatzer, to which at least one house opens on the other, is sufficient. Rabbi Yochanan maintains that the building on the other side of the Mavi may be a ruin. He does not require the house to be inhabited as Shmuel does. Oh, so then he's saying a different shot in Shmuel. Just 1 second. Shmuel Amar Afilu Bayis Echad V'Chotzer Achas. Okay, so this is good that I have to take a second look at Shmuel. Shmuel is saying that if you have a mavui and you have one bias that has a chatzer in front of it that leads into the mavui, you have another bias without a chatzer. In other words, Shmuel's chiddush against Rav is that the other bias that shares that mavui has no chotzer. Rav would insist that in order for a bias to be considered a bias and qualify for one of the two batim that spill into the mavui to be mat to the mavui lechi or korah, it's got to be a bias with a chotzer in front of it. Shmuel is saying afilu bias echad, meaning a bias without a chotzer, and chotzer achas, meaning a second bias with a chotzer. So let me read it again. He has one house without a chotzer, and one chotzer to which at least one house opens. Ah, so there's a twofold machlokus between Shmuel and Rav. Shmuel will validate a bias. I'm sorry. Shmuel will validate a chatzer and consider it as a chatzer, and it becomes one of the two chatzers that lead into the mavui, even if this chatzer is one house, one single house leads into the chatzer. And Rav says, no, you need two batim leading into a chatzer in order to establish a shem chatzer. Shmuel says one bias leading into a chatzer gives the chatzer shem chatzer, such that if this chatzer spills into a mavui and we can get one other bias that uses and accesses this mavui, then we have a bona fide mavui that lends itself to a heter korel lech. Now Shmuel argues against Rav on a different level in terms of the second requirement of a bias, whereas Rav requires that the second bias that shares this mavui has a chotzer. Shmuel says even in the absence of a chotzer. So you mamish go from the house into the mavui without going into any sort of a chotzer. And not only that, there's only one bias. I mean to say that the other bias that has a bona fide chotzer is a chotzer that only services one single bias. Now let's go to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that, okay, Everybody agrees that you need two batim. Rav says you need two batim for each chatzer. And each one of these two batim on one side and two batim on the other side have their own chatzer, and both these chatzeros will spill into a common mavut. And Shmuel will say that one bias leading into a chatzer that leads you to the mavui, plus one other bias that doesn't even have a chatzer, but accesses this mavui, that's enough to give the mavui that status. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying, and he's going beyond Shmuel, and he's saying that the second bias, which leads into a chatzer, just one second, the second bias... So let's see, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what exactly is the picture look like? He's got one bias that has a chatzer, and that chatzer leads to the mavui. Then he has a churva. Now, does that churva have a chatzer? What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Afilu churva. He says here, even a rune on one side, and a chutz with one house opening into that chutz on the other side is sufficient. So I get the impression that that rune does not have a chutzer. Rabbi Yochanan maintains that the building on the other side of the mavui may be a rune. He does not require a house that's inhabited as Shmuel does. Which is really interesting because We wanted to say in the Rajba that Diur and how many Tashmishim you have in the Mavui is going to determine whether or not we could be mat to the Mavui with a Lechi or we need Mechitzos Gemuros. And I think we said that a Chatzer and a Mavui that has an extra Tashmishim, extra Diurim, requires Mechitzos Gemuros. In that context, the Rabbi Yochanan makes a lot of sense because there's no real diurim in this other bias, and that's going to reduce the tashmishim of the mavui because no one's living in this rune, in this churva. But again, I'm just commenting that it seems to me, I'm not sure if I'm right, that this churva doesn't even have a chatzer, which means that you have one bias leading into a chatzer, that chatzer leads into a mavui. And then, whereas Shmuel requires a second bias, Rabbi Yochanan says you don't even need a second bias, all you need is a churva. Rav would say you need a second bias, and even another bias, and you need a chatzer, and that chatzer leads into the mavui, in addition to the other two houses that have a shared chatzer that leads into that same mavui. Okay. Now, Abaye asks the following question. Omale Abaye li Rav Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu b'shvil shel kramim. How far does Rabbi Yochanan go? Did Rabbi Yochanan say that even if on one side of the mavui it opens into a shvil shel kramim, not even a churva? Churva at least is a bit of a bias. It was a bias in the past. But instead of a churva, let's plug in a shvil shel kramim, meaning that you have vines on one side, vines under the other. In between the two sections or rows, you know, sections of rows of vines, you have a pathway, and that pathway is called a shvil shel kramim, and that pathway will lead you into a mavui. So that means you don't even have a second bias. At least in the case of a churva, you had a second bias. Here you don't even have a second bias. Can we be matir this mavui with a lechi or a korah, even though there's no second bias? What leads into that mavui is just simply a shvil shel kramim. Amalei, Rav Yosef responds to Abaye. Lo Omar Rabbi Yochanan b'churva de chazi l'dira. Although a churva is not currently a residence, right? No one's living in the churva, but it's royal l'dira. It has the vestiges of mechitzos. It has a little bit left of a ceiling on it, and therefore could be mitzarif to this chatzer, to the chatzer from the other bayis, to be matir the mavui and the lechi akor. But shvil shel kramim de lo chazi l'dira lo. No one's living in a shvil shel kramim. It doesn't even lend itself to dira. So that shvil shel kramim cannot be mitzarif to the chatzer to give a shame mavui, and therefore in this case you would need shnei lechayayim or a pas rochav arba tfoch. Now the Gemara explains Rabbi Yochanan, who says that a mavui that on one side has a chatzer that leads into, on the other side has a churva, you can be matir the mavui with a lechi akorah from Nuna bar Chinuna v'yazda Rabbi Yochanan letamei. Rabbi Yochanan is consistent with his interpretation of a Mishnah. Disnan, we have a Mishnah later on in Masechta Erev in Adaf Peites. Rabbi Shimon Omer Echad Gagos Echad Karpiv of Zechad Seres Ushus Achasein LeKelim Sheshavsu LeSochan. So if you had Kelim that with the onset of Shabbos they found themselves in either a Gag or a Karpiv. Now again, when we say a Karpiv, we're talking about a Karpiv that is not, does not exceed the area of a Beis Hasayin. Because we're trying to isolate places where, although there's separate reshuyos, but there's a het to tiltal in all these places, and Rav Shimon is going to be matir tiltal from one place to the other, only if those kalim that you want to carry were in one of these areas with the onset of Shabbos. They were in a gag, they were in a karpaf, which was Beis Hasayin, but not more. They were in a chatzer in front of a bayis. Is in all these cases, Rishus Achasein Lekelim Sheshavsu V'Tochan. All these areas are considered like one Rishus, and you're allowed to be metaltim one from the other Kelim that were there in one of the various cases, or places, I should say, that were enumerated here. And you don't even need an Eruv, according to Rav Shimon. So you're allowed to carry from a Gag to a Karpaf, from a chatzer to a gag to a karpaf, with those kalim that were in on the outside of Shabbos in a chatzer, in a gag, or in a karpaf. All these are considered like one reshus. Even though, keep in mind, what links them together is that primarily they're shelo l'shem dira. In other words, you don't live on top of the roof unless you're in a movie, you know, on Hollywood, but people don't live on top of roofs. And these are plots, these karpos, which is shelo l'shem dira, the hekev for shelo l'shem dira. And chatzeros, that's a little bit more complicated, that's a little closer to dir, but it's not really full-fledged dir. So all these places are very similar in their very nature, in their fabric, and therefore they're considered reshus achas, of reshuyo she'enon dira. So that you need an eruv from one chatzer to another chatzer, that's for the purpose of kalim that were in the bayis with the onset of Shabbos. But as far as kalim that are in a chatzer with the onset of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry them from one chatzer to the other without an eruv, according to Rav Shimon. But lola kalim sheshavsu b'soch habayis. But if these kalim with the onset of Shabbos were in the batim, b'shas kiddush hayom, then you're not allowed to be metaltil from one place to the other. And if, let's say, these kalim were in the bayis at the moment of kiddush hayom, and he takes them out to a chatzer, let's say, for example, he sets up an eruv, and let's say he shares that chatzer with other neighbors, and they set up an eruv chatzeros, but nevertheless, he cannot be metaltel from that chatzer to a karpaf or a gag, even according to Rav Shimon. Why? Because these kalim were shoves Bein Hashmoshah is going into Shabbos in the Bais. So the Eruv will allow you to take from the Bais into the Chatzar, from one Chatzar to the other, if you make an Eruv Chatzeros of all the Bnei Chatzar. However, you can have an Eruv of two Chatzeros, but that's not going to help you for Kelim that was Shovis in the Bais, and you want to take them from one Chatzar to the other. Again, you can carry from one chatzah to the other with an Eruv, but without an Eruv, you would not be able to carry from one chatzah to the other, because with the onset of Shabbos, the Kelim were in the Bais. The Omar Rav, Halachik Rav Shimon, and we paskin like Rav Shimon. Now, keep in mind, Rav Shimon is being Mekil even in the absence of an Erev to carry from a Chatzah to a Karpaf to a Gag. But take a look at Rav. Rav is not going to accept Rabbi Shimon hook, line, and sinker, but Dafka Hu Shalo Erevu, which again is counterintuitive, and we've encountered this before, and we racked our brains before. Hopefully it'll be a little easier the second time around. We're talking about accepting Rabbi Shimon and allowing you to carry from one chatzah to the other in the absence of an Eruv. But paradoxically, says Rav, we're not going to accept Rav Shimon in a case where there was an Eruv. And you're not going to be permitted, you won't be permitted to carry from a chatzah into a Gag or into a Karpaf if there was an Eruv. It's only when there was no Eruv. Now, how could it be that adding an Eruv, this is counterintuitive, is going to generate an Isur? So that has to do with a Gzeras Chachamim, which Rav is going to formulate now. So again, when do we accept Rav Shimon? That's only Dafka in a case where there were, the Bnei Chatzeros did not make an Eruv. Now, in that case where the Bnei HaChatzeros did not make an Eruv, you will probably not find the utensils in the house out in the Chatzer. Because you're not allowed to, in the absence of an Eruv, you're not allowed to take Kalim from the house out into the Chatzer. So any Kalim that are in the Chatzer were Kalim that were there at the onset of Shabbos. However, Aval Irvu, if they made an Eruv, which allows now to carry from the bias into the chatzah, they're going to be a whole bunch of kalim in the chatzah, because you're allowed to be motzi kalim from the bias into the chatzah in the case where there was an eruv. Here we're going to reject Rabbi Shimon, and we're going to prohibit tiltil from one chatzah to the other. And why is that? The gazrina dilma asi lafuke money debatim lechatzah. We're afraid that he'll make a chilufin, he'll make a mistake, and he's going to confuse kalim that were in the chatzah at the time of Bein HaShmash, with kalim that were in the batim with Bein HaShmash. And he had taken these kalim out into the chatzah after Bein HaShmash, because you're allowed to carry from the bais into the chatzah if there was an eruv. So now what's going to happen is, there are kalim, there's a vast volume of kalim in the chatzah, some of which were konish visa on Erev Shabbos in the bayis. And he's going to take those kalim into another chatzah. And that's something that even Rav Shimon agrees is us. You're not allowed to take kalim from one chatzah to the other chatzah, as we said before. If at the time of the entrance of Shabbos these kelim were in the bayis, you're not allowed to carry them from one chatzah to the other. Now, if they made an Erev Chatzeros, they're constantly carrying from the bayis into the chatzah, which is okay in and of itself. But now there may be kelim that, a large number of kelim that were shoves in the bayis, and now he took it out to the chatzah because of the Eruv. And now he's going to carry these kelim from one chatzit to the other. And that's something that's prohibited, to carry kelim from one chatzit to the other, if those kelim are kona shvisa in the bayis. So again, you took kelim out of your bayis into the chatzir on Shabbos. The kelim was shoves in the bayis. And you had an eruv between you and all the other members of that chatzir, that share that chatzir. But that eruv could not be matir kelim from one chatzir to the other, even according to Rav Shimon, because they were shoves in the bayis, ben ashmoshos. And if, says Rav, there was an eruv, now we have a real problem, because there's a whole bunch of kelim that are now being taken from the bayis out into the chatzir. People will think that you can carry it from one chatzir to the other, because all the chatzirios had a common eruv. But the truth is that there's a technical foul over here, because you cannot use the eruv chatzeros here to allow you to carry kelim from one chatz to the other if those kelim were shoveis in the bayis on eruv Shabbos. And now that he set up an eruv and he's constantly bringing out kelim into the chatzer, he's going to be tempted mistakenly to take the kelim from one chatz to the other, which he can't do because they were shoveis in the bayis on Shabbos, on eruv Shabbos. And that's called in the lashon hashas the gazrin and dilma osi lafuke money. We're afraid that he may take kelim, money is kelim, to batim, l'chatzah, that was shoves in the bayis, and take them from one chatzah to the other. Yotzi l'chatzah acheres, that kelim shoyi b'bayis, b'shash shekidah shayom, v'nim tzom keis b'chatzah. Zafra b'shim modesh, also l'tal to kelim e l'chatzah acheres. So according to Rav Shimon, we're not afraid of this chashash. We know which kelim were in the chatzah. We'll write a little note, so to speak. I'm just joking, but a note on the outside of the barrel that says, these are chatzidika barrels. And you're allowed, therefore, to take it from one chatz to the other if there's an eruv. On other barrels, we'll write, these are batimdika barrels. And you're not allowed to take them from one chatz to the other. It's like milchiks and fleishiks. You know, you could separate milchiks and fleishiks. No one says that al pidin you have to have two different sinks and two different this and two different that. We're not afraid that it'll mix up milchiks and fleishiks, so be careful about it. So that's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says he'll be sensitive to differentiate between two different types of kelim. The kelim that was shoves in the chatzir, and that those we can carry to another chatzir based on the erev chatzeros, and there are kelim that was shoves in the bayis on erev Shabbos. And we can take those kelim out to the chatzer, and we'll be very careful not to take them into another chatzer, because they were shoves in the bayis on erev Shabbos. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel is going to pass like Rabbi Shimon, bein eruvu, bein lo eruvu. Shmuel is going to accept Rabbi Shimon, hook, line, and sinker, and like milchiks and fleishiks, we'll differentiate between those kelim that you're allowed to take from one chatzer to another, and those kelim that you cannot take from one chatzah to the other. Meaning kelim that was shoves on Erev Shabbos. But Reb Shimon's head there from chatzah to Gag and Gag to Karpav, that's all vis-a-vis kelim that was shoves in the chatzah, or in the Gag, or in the Karpav. And you can carry them from one to the other. From Gagos to Chatzeres, Chatzeres to Karpifos. And the reason for that is because these were shoves in a chotzer, or in a karpaf, or in a gag. And chotzer, gag, and karpaf are all one rishus, because them enom ledira. V'chein omer Rabbi Yochanan, lochi Rav Shimon, ben ervu, ben lo ervu. So that's the discussion here of Rav Huna bar Chinina. But now we have to understand, what did he mean by V'azda Rav Yochanan L'tameh? In other words, okay, we saw that Rav Yochanan Paskins like Rabbi Shimon. And Bain, even the extreme of Rabbi Shimon, Bain Ervu, Bain Lo Ervu. okay, what does that have to do with the churva? I mean, we're trying to make a consistency between something consistent between Rabbi Yochanan in the case of Rabbi Shimon, meaning kelim that were shoves in the chutz, you're allowed to take them into another chutz with an eruv, you're allowed to take them into a karpaf, etc., etc., and combine that with Rabbi Yochanan's statement about a churva, that to be mater mavui, it's enough that you have one bias leading into a chutz or into a mavui, and another churva that is situated right there at the mavui. So the Gemara says, Alma de lo gazrin and dilma osila fuke mani de batim lechotzer. Achinami lo gazrin and dilma osila fuke mani de chotzer lechurva. So the basic structure here, before we get into the nitty gritty details, is the concept of gzera. And Rabbi Yochanan, by paskin like Rabbi Shimon, bein eruvu, bein lo eruvu, is accepting that we don't have this gzera that you might confuse these kelim with these kelim. You have the milchiks and the fleishiks, the kelim that was shovis in the chotzer, the kelim that was shovis in the bayis. So if Rabbi Yochanan rejects that gzera, then he's clear in the case of a chotzer and a churva, meaning you have a chotzer from a bayis that leads into the mavu, you have a churva on the other side that borders on the mavui, and we don't have to worry about a gzera. What's the gzera that we could have worried about? And the answer is Dilma Asi Lafuke Mani de Chatz Lechurva. Perhaps he would take the kelim that are in the chatzer and bring them into the churva through the mavui. Which means the following, that you have a bias that leads into a chotzer, and that chotzer in turn into a mavu. He's got kelim that are in the chotzer. I mean, that's what he does in his chotzer. He brings out his kelim to the chotzer, right? And let's be afraid in the Havamina, except that we see from Yochanan that he's not going to make this gzeira, that the churva is a reshus acheres. He's not allowed to take anything from the mavui into the churva. So let's be afraid. And why would we be afraid of such a thing? Because keep in mind that both the churva and the chatzer share the same mavui. So he's got kelim that he took out into his chotzer, and the churva shares the same mavui, and therefore, since we're saying that he was matir the mavui with a lechi or a korah, so he's got kelim that are coming from his chotzer now going into the mavui. And the mavui borders on the other side with a churva. And he's going to take the kelim in this gzera, in this havamina, from the chatzer into the churva. Now the real question that we have to ask over here is about shituf mavos. In other words, you have a bias with a chatzah that accesses the mavui. You've got the churva that accesses the same mavui. Why not set up a shituf mavos? Again, I don't know if there's anyone who's living in the mavui. I'm sorry, who's living in the churva that would establish a sheet of mavot? So let me just read to you. He says here, Harei achurva lo ishtatfa im hamavui. Right, there was no shituf between the churva and the mavui, which would allow bringing the kelim through the chutz into the mavui and from the mavui into the churva. Hoel mavuli el she'ein oser el makom dira, hayne makom achilo makom shena. Ubechurva ein diurim. So again, we said that the churva was re'uya l'dir, but no one's actually living in the churva. And therefore, since there are no diurim, there would be no need for a shituf muvos, because the oser of shituf muvos is a makom dira, either achila or shena, but a churva has no diurim. Now, imhayer Rabbi Yochanan sovir kerav v'oser lahotzi kelim michotzer lechotzer gzeir Hashem yavol lahotzi kelim sheshavsu bebayis lechotzer acheres afkan hoyelo lesar lahotzi lemavui. Why gzeira shemiyavol lahotzi klei hachotzer lechurva Derech HaMavu. Again, we're seeing the same thing over and over again, that this gzera is that it'll take the kelim from the chatzer into the churva through the mavu. And Rav would say, therefore, we have to impose this gzera and not allow the kelim to be munachim b'chatzer. Ach Koshi says, "Madu Omer Sagmarsh Rabbi Yochanan Olech Lishitoso, Hare Af Im Rabbi Yochanan Ya Oser Lahotzi Kelim Michotzel Lachotzi Kerav Lahoyelo Lesser Kan Lahotzi Kelim Meachotzer Lemavui Mibnesha Af Rav Lo Oser Lahotzi Esa Kelim Meabais Lachotzer Shemiotziem Lachotzer Acheres." El rak oselo tzia lahotzi michatze lechatze. V'lo matzanu misha gaza shelo lahotzi kelim lechatzer kidei shelo yotziem li achar mikan lamokom ha'osur el rak shelo lahotzi kelim lamokom shebo yeshnam Kelim achirim shel gabeim makom ze atzmo. Eilav motzi an ata osu mishum chashash shema yitu v'achlifu b'neim. So let's see the next gemara. Yosef Rav Bruna v'kamar lo shmaitutah. He was saying over Shmuel, Amalei Rabbi Loza turns to Rabbi Bruna and he says, Bar Be Rava, Ben Yeshiva, Amar Shmuel, Hachi, did Shmuel actually say this? Amalei Rabbi Bruna says, In. This is what we heard from Shmuel. Amalei Rabbi Loza says, I'm not going to rely on your word. Achvi Li Yishpize, tell me where Shmuel is staying here locally, in what inn. I'm going to ask him directly. Achvi Li. So Rabbi Bruna pointed, that's where Shmuel is. Also, Lekavi the Shmuel, Rabbi Loza comes for Shmuel, Amalei, Amar Mar Hachi. Did you, Shmuel, he talks to him in third person, actually say that a Mavu is Nita Bid Lechi of a Korah, even if Psuchim Lesocho Bayis Vechotze Bilvad? Is Omar Lay, so Shmuel responds, In. I actually did say that, and that was my ruling. again, let's just go over this one more time. Shmuel holds Afilu Bayis Echad. The Chotzer Achas. Oh, okay. So Shmuel means that there's one bias that has a Chotzer, and there's another bias that doesn't have a Chotzer, but shares the same Mavu. So Shmuel says, that's exactly what I said. So Rabbi Lozer asks him, V'amar hu di Amar, you have a principle with regard to Masechta Erevin that ain lanu be Erevin ela kolosha mishnasenu. We always define and establish the halachas in Erevin based on the lashon Mishnah, and the Mishnah says shamovi lechatzei ros in plural kechatzei lebatim. So from the fact that it says hamovi lechatzei ros in the plural, it doesn't say hamovi lechatzei. That means in order to be matir the mavi with the lechi yikor, we need that there are two chatzeros that open up into this mavi. It's not enough that there is one chatzer that opens up into this. In other words, one chatzer and one bayis, but it says chatzeros ishtik. And Shmuel did not have an answer to this question. So the Gemara now has a Sofi, Kiblumine or Lo Kiblumine. Did Shmuel therefore accept the question of Rabbi Lozer, and he rescinded his own opinion? In other words, he accepted Rav, that a Mavui for a Lechi and a Korah needs Chatzeros in the plural, Ubatim Psuchos Lo. So that's Rav Shita. Olo, maybe it was a question that Rabbi Lozer made, you know, 2 points, he gets credit for it, but Shmuel did not back down, and therefore rescind his original position. Tashma, Tahu Mevoa Da'avi Dayer Bey, Evus Bar Ihi. She had a Mavui that was used, that was designated for Evus. No, he had a Chotzer. And he lived in a house that had a chotzer, and that chotzer spilled into a mavui. And there was another bias. Now, so you have Evus Bar Ihi, and he's living in a bias with a chotzer. And another bias. Okay. Now, in addition to these A chotzer that leads into the mavi and B bias that shares that chotzer. I'm sorry, that shares that mavi. So you have a chotzer that leads into the mavi. You have a bias that leads into the mavi. The Mavui also leads you to a Beis HaKnesses. Ovad Lei Lechia Vishari Lei Shmuel. He made a Lechi at the opening, at the entrance into the Mavui, and Shmuel allowed him to carry in the Mavui. Here we turn to Daf Ayin Dalid Amid Beis. Now Shmuel passes away, and Osir Rav Hanan Shadye. And Rav Hanan comes along, and he removes the Lechi. In other words, he held against Shmuel that if you have a bias and a chotzer, it's not enough to be matir with a lechi. You need two chotzeros. Omar, so Evus turns to Rav Hanan, and he says, Mevod d'ayin bei v'yasina mishmei d'mar Shmuel nesi Rav Hanan bar Rav v'nishtei minei? Could it be that a mavui, where I live, and I'm metaltal this mavui based on the horah, the psak that I got from Shmuel because of that lechi. And now Rav Hanan says, no, I'm going to take away this lechi. It's not going to be matir. Shmami, no, we see from this whole story, delo kibla mine, that Shmuel, up until his death, insisted that Avos could carry in the mavui. This despite the fact that besides Avos's chatzah into the mavui, there was another bias that led into the mavui, and there was no other chatzah. And Shmuel never was chozer bo. Liola neimelecha de kiblumi. Gemara rejects this. Shmuel rescinded his original psak based on the kasha of Rabbi Lozar, and a mavui is not nitar unless you have batim and chatzeros that open up into the mavui. V'hacha chazana hu davi achil nama bebesim. That there was a shamash of the Beis Knesses, and he would eat his bread in his house. V'asa beis bebei knishta. And he would sleep in the shul itself. And now the question is, should we define the Beis HaKnesses as a chatzer? Because it's this Beis HaKnesses opens into a mavui, and Shmuel therefore is matir to be metaltel. Why? Because of this person, we call him the shamash of the Beis HaKnesses, who slept in the Beis HaKnesses. Now Shmuel passes on, and the shamash of the Beis HaKnesses no longer lives in the Beis HaKnesses, and therefore we don't have a second bias that leads into this mavui. And therefore, Rav Hanan comes and he takes away the lechi, because now there are no batim and chatzeres that open into this mavui. So the Gemara says, "V'evus bar e savar mokum pita goran." He himself, Avus, felt that the kvius of a dira depends upon mokum achila, and the shamash ate in his house. So therefore, the reason of the heter of Shmuel was not because of the shamash, because we're holding mokum pita goran, and the shamash ate in his house, even though he slept in the shul. But rather, according to Avos's understanding, the heta was based on the fact that the mavui is matir, through his muta, through the lechi korah, even though there's only one chatz and there's one bias that open up into the mavui. So therefore, even now that the shamash is no longer living in the Beis HaKnesses, we can still be matir till the mavui. But the Gemara says, "Ushmuel etamei di omar makom lina garam." But Rav Hanan understood that Shmuel Lishitosu holds Makom Lina Garoim, that it's because of the Shamash he was Matir Tiltal in the Mavui, because the Shamash was sleeping in the Shul. And the reason for the head to the Mavui was because the Shamash was sleeping in the Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, there were two different Chatzeres that opened up into this Mavui, and therefore we could be Matir the Mavui with the Lechi and Kor. But now, that with the death of Shmuel, the shamash no longer lives in the Beis HaKnesses, that's not his makom lina, therefore we have to ask for the mavi betiltel if he only has one lech. And that's why Rav Hanan took away the lech. So let's just make a note of where we got up to. We're here on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, and we're up to Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav.